Hi, this is Rosina Klimovsky, licensed agent with Providence Senior Counter Recorded Line. I understand you were interested in the increased Medicare benefits. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, very good. Can you confirm your zip code for me, please?
60435.
All right, thank you so much for that. Before we begin, sir, Medicare just requires that I let you know we don't offer every plan in your area. Currently, we represent two organizations which offer 26 products in your area there. You can contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, your state health insurance program for all of your options. And before I go any further, just for compliance purposes, I am required to ask, are you currently in a nursing home or a long-term care facility? No, okay, very good. And do you make all of your own healthcare decisions, or does a family member, maybe a social worker, help you out with that?
Make all my decisions.
All right, very good. And as far as the additional benefits go, sir, is there anything in particular you wanted to make sure was included in your plan? For example, did you need additional dental or vision benefits, or maybe an increase on your over-the-counter card?
No. I was looking at $1,200 expenditure card, where I do groceries or whatever I need to get.
Yes. Okay. So there's certain plans that do offer a grocery benefit, and then there's also plans that offer money back on the Social Security check. So it does depend on what's available in your area and what you qualify for. Now, do you receive Medicaid in addition to Medicare, or is it just Medicare that you have?
Get both.
You get both? Okay, very good. So if you have both, that means you're in a very good position. There are certain plans that do offer the high food benefit there. So let's go ahead and take a look to see exactly what you have and what's available to you. The first thing that we need to do is determine your Medicare eligibility. Do you have your red, white, and blue card with you there?
I've never got one in the mail yet. I got my number.
Okay. And do you know your number?
Yeah.
Okay. So whenever you're ready, just go ahead with that. It's a combination, yeah, the numbers and letters.
Okay. It's 2PX7CD7HX35.
Okay. I want to make sure I got all that. Let me see here. I think I'm missing a number or letter, so I'm going to repeat it back to you. I have the number 2, and then X for X-ray, and then T for Tom. No?
No. No. 2.
Mm-hmm.
P is in Paul.
Okay.
X is in X-ray.
Mm-hmm.
7. C is in cat. D is in dog. 7. H as in Harry, X as in X-ray, 3, 5.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and plug that in here. And do I have your permission to determine your Medicare eligibility here in the Medicare system, sir?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right. Mr. David Flanagan, correct?
Yep.
All right. Sorry, I got your profile pulled up here. And then I have the date of birth as June 1st, 1958. And then I do see here, I do see you are on a plan that doesn't work with the Medicaid, but I do see, yes, you do have Medicaid and extra help. So you absolutely do qualify to pick up one of these plans that give you these additional benefits every month. So give me one moment here. While I confirm your level of Medicaid, and are you still over at 1987 West Jefferson Street in Juliet, Illinois? No? All right, so let's go ahead and update that address as well. What's the new address?
1213 Schreiber. That's S-C-H-R-I-B-E-R Avenue,
okay.
Juliet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Juliet, and then 60435. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, perfect. All right, so we'll go ahead and update that. And I see you started your Part A and Part B of Medicare in May of 2023. Yep, and you are getting that extra help. So Let me pull everything up here. And before I can discuss any plans that are available to you, David, Medicare just requires that I remind you this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You don't need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This conversation won't affect your current or future coverage unless you choose to enroll in a plan today. Talking with me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll you in a plan. And with your permission, sir, this verbal scope appointment allows me to discuss the Medicare plans in your area. And do I have your permission to proceed with the plan details in your area there?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Yes, I see that you've had this plan since last year. Now, in 2025, Medicare didn't offer a lot of what's called a dual special needs plan in Illinois. So for 2026 is when they came out with a lot of other options. So the dual special needs plans are plans that work with Medicare and Medicaid, and they give you back, they offer you a lot of additional benefits like a food card, extra dental and vision benefits, and transportation and things like that. So you definitely qualify to pick one of these up. So the first thing that I'm going to do, David, is just to make sure we have all your doctors and medications, in network and in the formulary. What is the name of your primary care doctor that you go see?
I really don't have one, but I was assigned one through DeBoding.
Okay. So that do you like the one that you're going to right now? Do you know his or her name?
I've never gone to him, but I've got the name of the card here.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. And then I do see one on file here, Dr. Ijaz Mayuna. Is that what you have there? Okay.
Yep.
All right. So it looks like that doctor does take other plans as well. Okay. All right. And then do you go see any specific specialists?
I don't go to a doctor unless I have to.
I hear you, sir. Okay. All right. Then that's not a problem at all. If you do need, we can select a doctor just in case you need to go, that you have somebody close by that you're seeing. Okay. So it looks like, yeah.
Only time I go to a doctor is when I go to the hospitals.
I hear you. Yeah. Do you take any kind of medications regularly or not? Not really. Are you getting those filled?
Not really. I got prescriptions, but I don't use them unless absolutely necessary.
Okay. So I have a couple here. Are you still, are you doing the inhalers still? I have a Breo Ellipta on file and then the albuterol. You don't fill those regularly, right?
Nope.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to take all the medications off here. And I will let you know, as long as you have extra help from the Social Security Administration. So anytime you need to fill a medication, just remember you get extra help. So the most that you would ever have to pay for any generic medication is $1.60. And then the most that you would ever pay for any brand name medication is $4.80. And if the medications are generic, usually they're $0. So, any kind of blood pressure medications and things like that. All right. So we'll go ahead and leave that with no prescriptions. And then what pharmacy do you normally go to if you did have to fill medications?
Walmart. I got an RX prescription card that a friend of mine got a hold of for me. It's a good RX prescription savings card.
Yes.
Good Walgreens, Walmart, Jewel Osco, and CVS. But I usually go to Walmart.
Okay, perfect. So when you go to Walmart, that good RX, I want to let you know, you're probably going to get higher savings if you use your insurance card. So we'll get you set up that you'll get everything in the mail. And then the GoodRx could help out if there's any. But you already have a great benefit that you're getting extra help from the, you know, from Social Security. So, you know, as long as that medication is in the formulary, you should be paying very, very low copays. Do you take any, was it the amlodipine for, like, blood pressure? Do you still take that sometimes?
I was given a prescription for it a couple years ago. When I ran out of them, I haven't gotten any since then. I really should because I've got a bad heart valve. One of my heart valves leaks. So I really should.
Well, yeah, you should take it. I'll let you know right now, if you go fill that prescription, I mean, it doesn't cost you anything. It's $0. Yeah, I put in that amlodipine here, and I did the 2.5 milligrams, which is a generic milligram. But even if it was a higher milligram, it would not make a difference. So if you go to Walmart with this insurance, it would be $0 for you to fill that medication. Now, it looks like you have two options in your area there that works with your level of Medicaid that does cover, it'll cover, of course, your doctors and prescriptions. And then as far as extra benefits goes, right, there's one plan that's gonna, that gives you $225 every month. That's every month that you get on an extra benefits card, and you can use that for food. You could use it for wellness products, first aid, and things like that. So it's like an over-the-counter that you could use for food as well. So one plan is offering $225, and then the other one, let me look it up to see with Humana what they're giving. The other, with Humana, it's $260. Which is, yeah, that with Humana is giving you a higher benefit. So with that Humana plan, it's, of course, it's $0. This plan works with your level of Medicaid. You get $260 every month on the Healthy Allowance card. Your primary care and your doctor office visits are $0. And because of your...
Back up a couple, Frank. Yeah, back up a little bit. To get your attention, you said selling two, after you said 260.
So there's two, so this is a Medicare Advantage plan, right? Because you have Medicaid and Medicare, they have specific plans that work with Medicare and Medicaid for your health insurance. These not only cover your health insurance benefits, so when you go to the doctors and the hospitals, you know, you're covered pretty much as long as your network is $0 to go see the doctors or go to the hospital and things like that. In addition to that, these plans offer extra benefits like more dental or vision benefits and a food card. So they offer a monthly food card that you can use for over-the-counter items, or you could use it for, like, healthy groceries. Right. Does that make sense? So, yes. So, and again, this is because you have Medicaid, so just make sure whenever, whenever it's time to renew your Medicaid, that you're just renewing that Medicaid so you can continue to receive these benefits. And this, again, these plans are new for 2026 from Medicare for the state of Illinois. Illinois didn't have this last year, so that's probably why they didn't put you on it. But they are new for this year. So at this point, it we will just make sure, again, that your doctors are network. And in your case, since you don't have a particular doctor, you could always just, we could assign you one. And you could, you know, or pick one from... We'll assign your primary care doctor, and then if you need to see a specialist, that primary care doctor can refer you to a specialist. So at this point, it would be based on your needs. For example, if you needed dental work done, I'll say one of the plans, the one that gives you a little bit less on the food card, it gives you $2,500 for the dental benefits. The other one with Humana that gives you more on the food card gives you $500 for the dental. So it depends. Do you have any kind of dental work that you need to get done? Any major dental work is what I want to say.
Well, I ain't got hardly any teeth.
Okay, so you could use some dentures then.
I could use them, yeah.
Okay, all right. So, I mean, the Aetna plan is giving you $2,500 for the dentures. So you could use that towards the dentures. I know dentures, a decent pair of dentures are usually around that. And then with that particular plan for the vision, do you wear any kind of glasses?
Just what I'm reading.
Okay. All right. So you can, the plan also offers just like the one that you have right now, you have a vision benefit. So you get your exam for $0. And then the Aetna plan is giving you $200 that you can use to get yourself a nice pair of, you know, reading glasses. You could go to the optometrist and get some reading glasses with that.
I get reading glasses all the time at the dollar store.
At the dollar store. I know a lot of people do that, yeah. So if you wanted to, you'll have that, you know, I mean, you have that benefit to get yourself a pair of, you know, snazzy reading glasses. It's up to you. But, yes, I know they're at the dollar store and over the counter, so. Mm-hmm. All right, and then chronic conditions. So you can use that. Let me just pull everything up here, so bear with me one moment. So the plan with the higher dental benefit, like I said, it gives you $225 for, you know, healthy foods, and you can do over-the-counter products. You can even pay utilities or transportation with that flexible benefit. So it's $225 that can go towards healthy foods, you know, like healthy foods that you can use at Walmart, Kroger, Publix. I'm not sure where. Okay, you're in Illinois there. Usually the bigger, you know, stores, the grocery stores, they do accept it. So I know Walmart definitely does. So you can use the card there. So that you can go towards certain utilities. You would have to check with your utility company to see if they accept payment from this card. They might or might not. I'm not sure which ones do. I just know some of them do. So when you get everything in the mail, you can take a look at that. And again, this would be with Aetna, and you'll get the dental benefit of $2,500, the eyeglasses. Again, you have that benefit of $200, and then the highlight of this is, you know, $225 every month on the Flex card. So, and this is with Aetna Medicare Dual Special Needs Plan, okay? So this would take place, okay. So this would take place over the devoted. The devoted, you would, if you need to use anything with the devoted, it would be good until the end of the month. And then this Aetna plan will go into effect February 1st.
Okay.
All right. So let's go ahead and get you set up here, David.
You said February 1st?
Yes, it's going to be February 1st. I know it's very close here, but it will be, you'll get everything in the mail within a week. So if you need to use the insurance for any reason before you get your cards, it will be in the system. So once we submit the application, Aetna will give you a call just to verify everything, and I'll give you their phone number as well if you have any questions, you know, as far as the ID cards. As of February 1st, you could even register online to get a copy of your ID cards. But typically, the pharmacies, their systems are all connected now, so they'll be able to see that your plan went into effect February 1st. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, and then you'll have the devoted until the end of the year. So let's go ahead, and then we'll select a primary care doctor. Let me see
what
if this time...
Wait a minute. What do you mean I have devoted till the end of the year?
No, I'm sorry. Till the end of the month. I apologize. You'll have your devoted until the end of the month, and then this plan will go into effect February 1st. I'm so sorry. I misspoke. I apologize. Thank you for that. It looks like that doctor that they assigned you also accepts this Aetna plan. so we can keep the doctors as they are right now. There's another doctor I see on here. It's called Dr. Labidi Muhammad. I don't know if you've ever been to him.
Respiratory doctor.
Okay, perfect. So he's in network. You can go see him with this plan, no problem. It's $0.
Okay.
And then, yes, you can. And you're covered. Your medications are covered with the extra help, so at Walmart there. So as of right now, I only listed the amlodipine, the blood pressure medication, and that's coming up at $0. So, okay. Yes. Let's go ahead and get you set up here.
Yes.
All right, David. So we're going to go ahead and start the enrollment. We do just have to put in an application for Medicare. Please, very similar to what you did with the devoted. So we're going to go ahead and start the enrollment. Please answer each question clearly with a yes or a no. And do I have your permission to record this enrollment? Just a clear yes or a no, please.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's important that you understand the benefits included in this plan. So I'm going to go ahead and review them once again, just the highlights of the plan benefits, and you're going to get everything in the mail. So again, this is the Aetna Medicare FIDE. It's an HMO dual special needs plan. The monthly premium is $0. The medical deductible is $0. The inpatient hospital coverage, $0. I'm sorry?
That won't take anything away from a Social Security check, right?
No, sir. No, this will not. It's $0. It doesn't take anything from your Social Security check at all. And your Part B premium is getting paid because you have Medicaid. So, no, nothing at all. It's $0. And again, you're able to pick this up because you qualify for Medicare and Medicaid. Yes.
Okay.
And then, so as far as the plan goes, the medical deductible is $0. The drug deductible is $615, but you have that extra help, so that does not pertain to you there. Any ambulatory surgical centers for the outpatient hospital coverage or the inpatient hospital coverage in network is $0. Your doctor office visits are $0 for the specialist and the regular doctor office visits. And then we left your pulmonary doctor and your primary care doctor that we went over there. They're showing in network, so we left them listed as your doctors. Any inpatient mental health coverage, so in-network psychiatric hospital services are $0. Any outpatient mental health coverage for individual or group sessions are $0. Of course, your preventative services, that's your annual colonoscopy, physical, diabetes screening. There's a whole list of things. They're $0. The emergency care, if you need to go to the emergency room, it's $0. The copayment for the urgent care is $0. It says copayment for urgent care worldwide coverage is $0. And then, of course, we went over the your prescription coverage with the level 2 that I mentioned to you. So the most that you would pay for any generic medication is $1.60. And then the most that you would pay for any brand name medication is $4.80. And then, once again, you get a dental benefit. They, Aetna gives you here $2,500 for the dental benefit. So make sure you pick a dentist in network and, use that benefit. And then for the vision, they're giving you a $200 credit for a pair of glasses. And then, again, for the over-the-counter benefits, that's for the monthly over-the-counter wallet, you get $225 every month on the Flex card. So, again, you're going to get all of this in the mail. So I'm going to go ahead and just continue reading here. It says benefits, premiums, and our copayments, coinsurance may change on January 1st of 2027. So, these plans change every year. David, so around next year when the open enrollment comes around, I'll give you a call and we'll see what's available for the next year. So it says you may enroll in only one Medicare Advantage or Medicare Part D plan at a time. You understand that enrolling in this plan will end any enrollment in another Medicare Advantage or Medicare Part D plan. Providence Senior Care is not a government agency. The summary of benefits and star rating for this plan can be found on the Aetna website. We do not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, we represent two organizations which offer 26 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program to get information on all the options. Providence Senior Care represents Medicare Advantage HMO organizations that have a Medicare contract. Enrollment depends on contract renewal. By completing this enrollment process, you will submit an actual enrollment request. After submitting the enrollment, you will receive a notice of acceptance or denial. If your enrollment is approved by CMS, you will be enrolled in the plan. And you acknowledge that once enrolled, you must keep both your hospital Part A and your medical Part B to stay in the Aetna Medicare Dual Special Needs Plan. And then moving right along here, I have for the applicant information, Mr. David Flanagan, date of birth June 1st, 1958, sex male. And then the phone number here, is this the best phone number to reach you at, the 815-955-6756, is that correct, for Aetna to reach you at? Okay. All right. The health plan may call or text you using this number. And David, what's your preferred method of contact for Aetna? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message? They even have an email option if you would like.
Both.
Okay. Both? All right. I'll go ahead and select both here. Perfect.
And I don't use email, and I don't like text.
Okay. So phone call. I hear you. That's usually the best. If somebody needs anything, they could always leave a message, you know?
Yep.
Yes. All right. And then the address that we're updating, the address on file is to, and that we're going to send the new ID cards out to, is 1213 Schreiber Avenue. That's S-C-H-R-I-B-E-R Avenue in Juliet, Illinois, 60435. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then preferred language, it says English, Spanish, Chinese, or other. I know it's a silly question, but I have to ask.
I'm an American, so I'm English.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that. All right. And then I have your Medicare number here, which you provided to me earlier in the call, so we're using that in the application. Then your Part A and Part B effective date of May 2023. And you are enrolled in the Medicaid program. I was able to verify that you do have full Medicaid, but give me one moment. I got to look up your actual Medicaid number, so just bear with me. We need that Medicaid number in order to put this on the file here.
Medicaid number 105.
Oh, perfect. Okay, 105. Mm-hmm.
704.
Mm-hmm.
93.
Nine, what was this, what came after the nine?
993.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. That saved me a few minutes here.
Let me go ahead and say it one more time. 105-704-993.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Thank you. So that's 105-704-993. I got it. All right.
Yep.
Okay. And then your the enrollment period that we're using for this application, David, is that it is the open enrollment period. And so the effective date for this new plan will be February 1st of 2026. And then we're putting that Medicaid on there. Now I'm just going to confirm your choice to enroll and go over the information about the plan here. It's asking, have we discussed the benefits of this Aetna Medicare Dual Special Needs Plan to your satisfaction? And do you intend to enroll for a plan premium of $0 with the effective date February 1st, 2026? Just a clear yes or no, please.
Yes.
Thank you. And do you understand that this is a Medicare Advantage plan that is a contract with the federal government? It is not a Medicare supplement plan. So this is still a $0 Medicare Advantage plan that you, like you currently have, versus the supplement plans. They don't include prescription coverage and they have a premium. So it's asking if you understand that this is still a Medicare Advantage plan, just to clear yes or no, please. Okay, thank you. And then your primary care doctor we have listed is Dr. Aiza Mamuna on 1717 Glenwood Avenue. Perfect. It says, by selecting a primary care provider, you acknowledge that your information will be shared with your primary care provider to facilitate and support your care. Again, the monthly premium for this plan is $0 plus any Part B premium that you may have. If you didn't sign up for credible prescription drug coverage when you first became eligible, you may have to pay a late enrollment penalty. If the penalty applies to you, we'll send you a letter describing the steps you need to take. That does not apply to you because it looks like you've had credible prescription coverage from when you first picked up your Part A and Part B. And then the next few statements, also don't apply to you because you already get extra help, but I'm just required to read it out. So it says people with limited incomes may qualify for extra help to pay for their prescription drug premiums and costs. If you're eligible, Medicare could pay for your drug costs, including monthly prescription drug premiums, annual deductibles, and coinsurance. Those who qualify will not be subject to a late enrollment penalty. Many people are eligible for these savings and don't even know it. If you qualify, Medicare will pay all or part of your plan premium. If Medicare pays only a portion of this premium, we'll bill you for the amount that Medicare doesn't cover. For more information, call the Social Security Administration at 1-800-772-1213 or your local office. TTY users, please call 1-800-325-0778. You could also apply for extra help online at socialsecurity.gov. And then again, this is a $0 plan. And it says, please note that if you have extra help and are enrolling in a plan with drug coverage, your premium or copay may change if your extra help level changes. Now, according to the Medicare database here, it looks like you're pre-approved for your extra help, David, until the end of 2026. So towards the end of the year is when the Social Security will send you something out to let you know that it's time to renew your extra help. So make sure you do that when they send it out to you. But as of right now, they have you pre-approved until December of 2026, okay? And then at some point, a few months before then, they'll reach out to you to renew those benefits. All right. So this brings us to the last part of the application here. It says you understand that your signature on this application means you understand the contents of this application. And is it okay if I go ahead and assist you with what's called the voice signature, which is pretty much three sections of disclosures that I have to read out to you, and then I can go ahead and submit the application. Would it be okay if I go ahead and start that process, David?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I will now read the necessary disclosures. So section one here, it says, you, the applicant, and Aetna acknowledge and agree to the following provisions. You are using an electronic transaction that will be verified by electronic signature. This agreement to use electronic transaction only applies to this enrollment. You may request to cancel this agreement to electronic transaction. If canceled, paper enrollment forms will be sent to you at no cost once I give my Aetna representative an address, phone number, and a contact name. You may ask for a paper copy of this recorded transaction. A digital copy of this agreement is electronically stored and maintained by Aetna. And to complete your enrollment, we'll ask for your agreement with several statements. And so far, David, do you understand and agree with the statements that you have heard? Just a clear yes or no, please. Thank you. I will now read the second section here. It's the longer one, so some of the information, again, might not pertain to you, but I do have to read it. So section two says, if you have employer or union health care coverage, you could lose it if you join Aetna. Read the communications your employer or union sends you. If you have questions, visit their website or contact the office listed in their communications. If there's no contact information, your benefits administrator or the office that answers questions about your coverage may be able to help. If you already have a Medicare Advantage or a Part D plan, it will end once you enroll with Aetna. It is your responsibility to tell Aetna about other prescription coverage you have or get in the future. By joining this Medicare Advantage plan, you acknowledge that Aetna will share your information with Medicare and other plans as necessary for treatment, payment, and healthcare operations. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services collects information for Medicare plans to track beneficiary enrollment in Medicare Advantage plans, improve care, and for the payment of Medicare benefits. The Social Security Act authorizes the collection of this information. CMS may use, disclose, and exchange enrollment data for Medicare beneficiaries as allowed by law. Enrollment in this plan is usually for an entire year. Once you enroll, you can leave or change this plan only during an enrollment period, such as October 15th through December 7th, or under special circumstances. You may need to send a request to Aetna to leave or change this plan. Aetna provides plans for a specific service area. If you move to a new area, you must notify us and find a plan in your new area. Once you're a member, you have the right to appeal plan decisions if you disagree with any payments or services. Medicare doesn't generally cover beneficiaries out of the country except for limited coverage near the U.S. border. Information you have provided must be correct to the best of your knowledge. You'll be disenrolled if you intentionally provide false information. Out-of-network, non-contracted providers are not obligated to treat plan members except in emergency situations. Please call the plan's customer service number or see your evidence of coverage for more information, including the cost sharing that applies to out-of-network services. You can file a complaint if you have concerns about the quality of care or the services you get from a Medicare provider or about your Medicare plan. For help filing any complaint, visit Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or contact your local state health insurance assistance program, SHIP, for free personalized help. And I know that was a lot, David, but do you understand and agree with the statement that you have heard so far? Just a clear yes or no, please. Was that a yes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I will now read the final section here. This is section 3, and it says, you understand when your Aetna coverage begins, you must get all of your medical and prescription drug benefits from Aetna. Benefits and services provided by the Aetna Medicare HMO Dual Special Needs Plan and contained in your Aetna Evidence of Coverage document, also known as a member contract or subscriber agreement, will be covered. Neither Medicare nor Aetna Medicare Dual Special Needs Plan will pay for benefits or services that are not covered. This plan is a dual eligible special needs plan. Your ability to enroll will be based on verification that you are entitled to Medicare and medical assistance from the state plan under Medicaid. Premiums, copays, coinsurance, and or deductibles may vary based on the level of Medicaid you receive. You may have to pay extra for prescription drug coverage if your income is above a certain limit. This is called that Part D income-related monthly adjustment amount or the Part D IRMA. If you're assessed a Part D IRMA, the Social Security Administration will notify you. You'll be responsible for paying this extra amount in addition to the planned premium. Either the amount will be withheld from the Social Security benefit or you'll be billed directly by Medicare or the Railroad Retirement Board. Do not send Aetna your Part D IRMA payment. So that also does not apply to you because they would have let you know already if that applies to you. And then Aetna will notify you when they receive your enrollment, inform you of your application status, and let you know if any additional information is needed. Agreeing to sign your application by telephone means you understand and agree to all the statements that you've heard in this recording, and you also agree that you understand how the plan we've discussed works and the charges you're responsible for. You are enrolling in a dual special needs plan that has a monthly premium that is reduced by your Medicaid level. So your monthly premium may be adjusted if your Medicaid level changes. You may become ineligible for this plan if you lose Medicaid. And David, if you agree to complete your enrollment now, please state your name, your date of birth, and that you agree.
Okay, David Flanagan, June 1st, 1958.
And they want to hear you, and that you agree.
And I agree.
Thank you so much, David. Let me go ahead. I will now submit the enrollment here. So like I said, it does take a couple of days. So in the next few days, Aetna will be reaching out to you. If for some reason the application doesn't go through, then you will continue to, you know, you'll still have your devoted plan. So you will not go out with, you know, you will not be without any kind of coverage. But based on, you know, the fact that you haven't made any changes, I don't see why this, you know, it wouldn't go into effect February 1st. And I'm going to give you a couple of, do you have a piece of paper and pen there? Do you have, can you take first my name and number down? And then I'm going to give you the phone number for Aetna as well.
All right. Okay.
All right. So the phone number for Aetna is 1-800.
Okay.
282.
282.
Mm-hmm. 5366.
66, all right.
Yes. And then my number here. So I'm going to give you my direct number here as well. Again, my name is Rosina. That's R-O-S-I-N-A.
Okay.
And then my phone number here, David, it is 888.
Okay.
221.
Okay.
5543.
All right.
Okay, so if you have any questions, about, you know, the coverage, or if just give me a call first, give Aetna a call just to verify, but they're really good about sending everything out right away. So you should get everything in the mail within a week, but they'll most likely give you a call before then just to verify your enrollment. And then make sure you ask them about that. Well, you'll get two set of cards. One card is going to be for your, you know, for your health insurance, and the other one is going to be that flex card that you can use at the grocery store and things like that. If you have any questions about the flex card, usually it comes in a packet, but if you have any questions, you can call member services if you're having issues using it or anything like that. But it's pretty much, you know, it's pretty much standard as far as how you're going to, you know, use it at the grocery store. And I believe that any amount that is not used, I believe it rolls over, but just verify that. So it might not roll over. And if it doesn't, make sure, you know, you're using that benefit up each month. But it might roll over, whatever you don't use for that month. So that'll all come in the mail. And then make sure, you know, you go see the doctors there, because you have pretty good coverage with your prescriptions. I mean, that blood pressure medication at Walmart showing up as zero, so you can go fill that as well. And then anything beyond that, you have my number there. Please don't hesitate to give me a call. And then we do have one final part that we have to do, which is I have to get our verification department on the line here. So they come on the line, and I'll introduce you, and they just pretty much make sure that I did my job correctly, that we went over your medications, we went over your doctors, and that it is your intention to enroll into this plan. And then that'll finalize everything, and you'll be all set, okay? So just give me one moment while I get them on the line here, and you'll be good to go, David. One moment, okay?
Yep.
I'll introduce you when you get them on the line. All right.
Thank you for calling Sunfire. To begin authentication, please enter the best 10-digit callback number. Our mission is clear. Sunfire is dedicated to transforming the way seniors purchase health insurance by fostering transparency, building trust, and driving innovation. Thank you for calling Sunfire. Calls may be recorded for quality and training purposes. Your advocate will be with you shortly to assist you.
Thank you for calling Sunfire. My name is Yuniku. May I ask who I'm speaking with, please?
Hi, this is Rosina Klamoski, and I have Mr. David Flanagan on the line with us. We just submitted his application, and just let me know when you're ready for that enrollment.
Thank you. And can you, I know you just did, but thank
yes.
you. Can you please provide the beneficiary's name and the enrollment code we're discussing?
Okay. Yes, this is for David Flanagan, and the enrollment code is 06 D for dog, 29 Q for queen, L for Larry, the number 8, the number 2, and then V for Victor.
All right. Mr. Flanagan, can you please confirm your full name and date of birth for verification?
David Flanagan, June 1st, 1958. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And if we get disconnected, I want to be able to call you right back. What's the best phone number to reach you?
The one I'm on.
If we get disconnected, I want to be able to call you right back. What's the best phone number to reach you?
I don't even know it. All right. Hold on. Let me look at my phone here, and I can see what it is. I'd like to know my phone. Mm-hmm. It's 815-995-something. Let me see this. Come on, phone. My other phone's slow. There we go. Come on. Six, seven, five, six.
Okay. And just to confirm, it is 815, it is 815-955-6756.
What, hey, hold on. What is it, Al?
I have 815-955-6756.
You said 955? Yeah, 955.
Yes, sir. All right. All right. And thank you for your help, Rosina. I've located the enrollment. I can help David Flanagan from here.
Perfect. Thank you so much. All right, David, I'm going to get off the line now, but again, you have my number there. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to give me a call and start taking advantage of those benefits as soon as you get them, all right? It was a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much. And you guys have a wonderful rest of your night. All right. Thank you.
Same to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. And thank you for your patience, Mr. Flanagan. As a reminder...